are listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts wait for your calls as if it were the only thing going for them. And it is. Change their lives. Call now. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment of Ask Griffin Lee is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Call us now. I know that you want to at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
So we're sold out for our eBay Radio Party and Conference in June, but not to fear.
Not to fear.
We have a standby list.
And we do.
It was zero this morning, and get on it now, you're almost assured you're going to get into the event because there are always people who cancel.
That's right.
And so, and of course, we allow them to cancel. We give them their money back. So up until June 1st.
Do we upgrade them when they cancel? I mean, like, you know, not upgrade, but you know.
I don't put them on a list and look at it late at night, no.
Do we harangue them?
Or no, we do not.
Make them feel bad?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Things happen. Family vacations, all kinds of things happen. Husband, one of them, won't let her go. Where was he living in the 70s? In a cave. But anyway, things happen.
Husband won't let her go.
Yeah, things happen.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not. And so I'm assuring you that you will more than likely get in if you get on that list now. So you go to ervegasstandby.com and put your name on that list. And you'll hear from us probably in a few days even. And what we do is Betsy will get in touch with you and say your name was on the standby list. Do you still want it? And if you say yes, then you pay with your PayPal. And there you have it. So please know that there are still opportunities for you to join us in June. And if you've never been to an eBay Radio Party and Conference, you're really, really missing out on something. You're going to learn things that are going to help you to grow your business like crazy. So I hope you can be with us in June. Griff, we've received some contact us's I'd like to read to you. One is from Ed in New York, known as Ed's E-Threads on eBay. I would like to upgrade my banner on my new eBay store. Can you tell me where I could find someone who could create one for me on eBay?
Well, you could go to the specialty services page on eBay. There's a category, and it's called specialty services. If you want to find it, you go to the homepage, shop by category, and then look for see all categories. Click that. And then it's under, I believe, under specialty services or everything else. Everything else. Is that? No. Where is specialty services? Did I go by it? There it is. Yeah. Specialty services. It's under the S group of categories. And look for either artistic services. There's graphic and logo design. That's the one. And you'll find under there, there's lots of people who are and they actually show examples. I mean, if you haven't seen the page, you should just go there and see that. Lots of people with some really good experience and talent in putting together logos and banners. And they're very affordable, some of these folks, and you can find them there. You know, one of the people that we hear from all the time is our very own Sally Milo.
Yeah.
That's her business.
You can go to milodesign.com. In fact, she's redesigning me right now.
Your logo. Not you.
Everything about me, she's redesigning.
From head to
everything.
Toe?
Everything.
Oh, wow.
My website, my everything. We're keeping my logo, but everything else, she's helping me with my listings, my everything.
So here's, people ask me, why should I bother doing this? People come to eBay to buy from eBay. They don't really care about me. There may be some truth to that, but actually, here's what I think is important. If they do click on your store, you can wow them. You can wow them with a really nice design, and it's not a huge investment. And here's what I find when talking to people who've done this: is it's one of those little things you do that makes you feel much different about your business. You suddenly feel, I'm legit. I have a business with a logo and a banner. This is really serious now. You tend to think of your business a lot differently once you've branded it with something that you have commissioned to have designed for you.
Time to take your business out of the garage and into the world.
Yes, I love that. Out of the garage and into the world.
Exactly.
Absolutely the case. Yes, most people, when you ask them, where did you buy that, they'll say, I bought it on eBay. They tend not normally to say the seller's name. They will sometimes say the seller's name if it's really an impressive and unforgettable store with a great logo and a easy-to-remember user ID or
it
store name.
It looks professional, Griff.
Yeah.
That's what, when I see somebody that's got 20 different colors and their fonts are all different sizes and they don't care and there's misspellings and everything, I have second thoughts about buying from that person, even though I've been doing this show almost 11 years now and I get it. I get that some people are perfectly good people and perfectly good sellers, but they haven't bothered to do any of these things that make them look professional. It's time to stop that thinking.
It instills trust. It's worth it. It's an investment in trust in your customers. In marketing, it's a tired old truism, but I guess it is true that, the idea of brand is a promise that you make to your customers. When people associate with a brand, the promise is, for example, if you see the Coca-Cola label or logo, you know pretty much what you're going to get. The promise is this product will be consistently what you come to know in your life. And you can do that with any famous logo. And your logo can be the same thing. Your logo is the beginning of your making a promise based on your particular product, service, and even as important, your dedication to customer service.
When one of my grandkids was just talking, like 2 years old,
just talking,
we'd take him along in the car and he would see Discovery Zone, which is a kid's place where you take your kids to play. He would see that logo and he would go nuts. He would see the McDonald's logo and he would go crazy. 2 years old. We learn in this country and throughout the world now to recognize logos.
Yes.
They can be very important. Even if nobody knows who you are, if that logo looks good, they think you're professional. There you have it.
There you go. And that definitely, I'll tell you, you will definitely feel differently in a good way about your business.
First person who calls 888-RADIO-30 and gives Griff a tip for his birthday is going to also receive the Meetup Organizer Step-by-Step Success Guide book written by Stephanie Inge. She has signed it. Enjoy. Inge, it is autographed with a little happy face, and it's a Meetup Organizer Step-by-Step Success Guide. It's your roadmap to success for meetup organizers and their leadership teams and for people who want to start a meetup in your area. Or who have already started and haven't read this book. This book is excellent. First person to call up and give Griff a tip for his birthday wins that book. All right, from Alan in Michigan, Griff. He's known on eBay as AJ_VintageVariety. Question, Griff, just wondered what I need to do for the new store upgrade, or how do I know if I'm able to? Thanks.
I believe... I think if you go to your store, you should see the link for upgrading. If not, on the next break, I'll research. There may be a link you can still go to, and it will take you to where you... Because I think the upgrade was supposed to be available to everyone in mid-March. And barring something that I didn't hear about, that should be the case. So it should be available to you. You should see it, I believe, when you go to your store page, if you're logged in. Or if you go to manage my store in my eBay. But again, I'll double check with that. And on the break, I'll come back after the break with more information.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Griff, we have something on page 11 of what we sent you that I thought was kind of cool.
Let me scroll to page 11.
It is 5 reasons to use eBay labels.
5 of them?
5 of them.
I can think of 20, but we'll stick to 5.
Okay, so I'll do the first one, or you do the first one. You always like to do the first and last, so.
Oh, that's how that works, yeah.
Yeah.
So great discounts for all. Oh, when it comes to shipping, sometimes saving time and money is as easy as changing up a habit or two. So if you haven't before or it's been a while, you should check out eBay labels. I know most people are using them, but there are still some full-time sellers on eBay who don't, and I'm shocked. Here's five reasons why. Number one, great discounts for all, plus exclusive savings for all top-rated sellers and power sellers. No matter your seller status, you'll save up to 37% when you use eBay labels to print FedEx or USPS shipments. And top-rated sellers and most power sellers automatically receive USPS commercial pricing, commercial plus pricing for even greater savings. So it does make a difference. You're wasting time and money if you're taking your items into the post office every day to have them labeled and shipped, shipped from there.
Number two of the five reasons to use eBay labels, free tracking information or delivery confirmation. Nearly all carrier services using eBay labels provide free tracking information or delivery confirmation. And this information is automatically uploaded to My eBay for both you and your buyer to see. And USPS has added more countries to its electronic USPS Delivery Confirmation International program. And that means that when you print and pay for international postage through eBay labels, you'll get free delivery confirmation on select USPS services shipping to 26 countries worldwide.
And we'll do the next three in the next segment, so we'll keep you on the edge of your seat.
Okay.
Because I think the music's just about to start.
So, coming up.
The other three.
The other three.
This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. We're here to hear from you. 888-RADIO-30. Call us now at 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBayRadio. That's endicia.com/eBayRadio.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to pagemage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.
Small business owners wear many hats. Creator, producer, marketer, salesperson, customer representative, and bookkeeper. Keeping track of all your finances can be a daunting task, but Outright simplifies your small business. Deanna Fink uses Outright and says she doesn't fear the tax man anymore.
And I can do it like on a weekly basis, so I keep track of everything throughout the year and not at the end of the year.
Deanna, does Outright help you stay organized?
At the end of the month, I can see where my profit is, all the different things that takes money out of the money you made. So you can see where your profits are, your losses are, and where you're at.
How easy was it to use Outright?
Simple. It's like QuickBooks is, they have classes, and it was like, I'm not taking a day out of my life to put all this stuff in and learn the program. Outright was so much easier.
Find out how you can simplify your business and keep your finances all in one place. Go to Outright.com. That's Outright.com.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show is a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Be our next caller. Ooh, wouldn't that be special? 888-723-4630.
When last we left.
When last.
We were reading five reasons to use eBay labels, and the number one was a lot of discounts, exclusive savings, save up to 37%, no matter your seller status when you use eBay labels for your FedEx and USPS. And the second one was free tracking information, delivery confirmation. What is number three?
Well, number three is convenience. With eBay labels, you can print USPS or FedEx labels whenever or wherever you want. There's no waiting for a business to open and no lines. All you need is a printer.
Number four, fewer drop-offs at the post office. When you use eBay labels, you can go online and schedule a pickup of many USPS shipments from either your home or office.
Yeah, a lot of sellers aren't utilizing that one. You know.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Maybe they like to get out and go to the post office and stand in line.
Well,
Maybe they like that.
I like taking my shipments in and shipping them from the post office because I get to say hello to the friendly clerks. And every now and then I bring them a little gift.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's why they treat me nice.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And number five out of the five tips is it's easy to correct any errors you might make. When you use eBay labels, you can void any USPS label within 5 days. And unused FedEx labels don't have to be voided, as only used labels are charged. What? You know what? I didn't know that. So if you print out a FedEx label, you only get charged for it after the item is shipped. Isn't that interesting?
That is groovy.
I didn't know that.
Far out groovy and out of sight.
And uptight. USPS should do that. Hey, USPS, get on the ball.
So Jim from San Diego, California, known as Farrejame on eBay, has written to us and said, I'm an eBay newbie. So I likely don't even know the right questions to ask at this point. I understand what he's talking about. I just set up an eBay PayPal account connected to my corporate checking account. My corporation has a positive 25-year history. We restore and sell Mercedes in the U.S. and Europe and have accumulated a large inventory of parts. We want to sell our excess used classic Mercedes parts.
Oh.
I want to set up a branded store page to sell the parts.
Right.
I want to know generally what the basics to do and not to do are in getting set up with this kind of a product line.
Right.
Also, we haven't quite finished the website. Do I need a website? How would I use the website with eBay?
Well, you don't need a website. And there's no way currently to effectively tie your website into eBay via inventory. Not to say you can't have a website. Knock yourself out.
But you can have a website and link to your store.
So you could from your website link to your store, but you can't link from your store on eBay to your website. It's a one-way link.
Right.
But the first thing you would do, I would suggest, is... I would offer a few products just one-on-one. I wouldn't go through the trouble of uploading a bunch of inventory right off the bat. Number one, if you're a new seller, and all new sellers are faced initially for their first 90 days with selling limits, there's only a certain number and amount of gross sales you can have within that month-to-month. I think currently, if you're a brand new seller, with no added verification that you're limited to 10 sales or listings a month, and with a total value in aggregate of $500. But there are ways to have those limits raised. You have to contact customer support, and you may be required to either fax in or provide some further information that it will indicate as proof that you are an existing business and have some idea about the products you're selling. But that being said, I would first establish some track record on eBay by offering, you know, a handful of items and listing them and selling them. And the best way to get started is, and this really is true, there is a page on eBay, on the seller information page for new to eBay, that shows you, gives you an outline of what you need to do to get started. But the best way to figure out how to sell on eBay is to go look at your existing competition, those fellow sellers on eBay that are offering the same items that you plan to offer. You're going to learn more from them and their listings than you're going to learn anywhere else. And you can also, you can search for in the Motors website in parts and accessories for similar listings. In this case, it would be classic Mercedes parts. It'll give you a good idea of how they're listed and what the price ranges are for particular parts. And you need to know that. I know with vintage parts, sometimes the sky's the limit because a lot of people like to put those things out to bid because there's a lot of interested collectors and restorers chasing after a limited supply of parts. And you may already know that business pretty well, which will be very helpful when you get started. And then after you've listed a few items, I would then start thinking about creating a storefront presence on eBay. And it's fairly easy to do. You can start an eBay store and have, there's three different levels. I always recommend starting with the lowest and then upgrading as needed. And the advantage to having a store is primarily, well, there's many different benefits and features that you get. It's a very feature-rich program. But the biggest advantage is pricing. So if you price your items primarily as fixed price, having an eBay store, subscribing to an eBay store, can give you better value for fixed price listings. Depending on your store, there's no insertion fees for a specific amount. I forget what they are right now, but you get an allotment of no insertion fees for those listings. And your final value fee schedule is usually lower than it would be if you didn't have a store. And besides that, you can also easily brand yourself on eBay with an eBay store. It's harder if you don't have one because then you're just doing it per listing, and that's not effective. The other advantages to having an eBay store are better search engine optimization. So if your buyers are searching for parts on the internet in general through a search engine like Bing or Google, they're going to find your listings easier, much more easily if you have an eBay store and you've optimized it for search engines, which is very easy to do. There's some instructions when you subscribe. Another advantage, of course, that people love is if you have to go away for a week and you want to put your store on vacation, you don't want to make any sales, with an eBay store, this is possible to do with something called store vacation mode. And you can have all your listings hidden for the time you're away so that you, for example, if you have one day handling and you're going to be away for a week, leaving your store open means there's a bunch of orders that could come in, but they're not going to get shipped in one day. They're going to, could be up to a week. I know that I have an eBay store and I love the ability when I go, for example, like next week, I'll be on the road for 4 days. I just put the whole thing on full store vacation and not worry about it. That's just the beginning of the features. I could talk forever.
But basically what you're telling him, the greatest thing you said was to start slow.
Start slow, yeah.
And something else I might, you know, give this guy a little tip about. Jim, I don't know what city you're in because you did not say, but you did say that you already have a corporation, 25-year history. Oh, yeah. That's right. He's in San Diego. Oh, hello.
You should know.
I probably go by his place.
You might.
So he's set up, and he's got this large inventory of parts that he's accumulated.
Yes.
He wants to sell their excess used classic Mercedes parts.
Right.
And I would go, and I would maybe find somebody in San Diego who lists on eBay.
Possibly.
Who's looking for a part-time gig. They can do it from their house.
Yeah.
Or they can come take the pictures for you even. You might want to find somebody to do this for you on a part-time basis.
And that actually can be a very efficient way of doing this, is have someone on your staff dedicated to your online sales on eBay.
You're going to be surprised.
Because if you're not doing it now, if you're just selling out of one location, one of the biggest logistic concern you have, there's two. Will be inventory management so that you don't stock out, that you have for available to an eBay buyer the inventory that you list. And the other is shipping. If you're not shipping right now, you'll be doing a lot more shipping. And that involves packing and getting the label printed.
And getting it there in time.
And getting it there in time, exactly.
And we don't want to overwhelm you.
We're trying our best.
But there are people right here in San Diego. There is a San Diego sellers group.
There is.
By the way, if you go to meetup.com, actually, you don't even need to go to meetup.com. What am I saying?
What am I saying?
If you click on the archive button on the player you're listening to us on right now,
yeah.
You click on that archive button, you're going to get to our archive page. Up at the top of our archive page, you will see some tabs. And the tab that you will be interested in is Seller Resources. Hover over that and then click on Seller Groups. Find San Diego and you'll find the group. Get in touch with them. Somebody from there could help you right here in San Diego.
They could.
So I hope we've given him some good ideas. Start slowly. That's the most important thing.
Even if you have an established business, you should still start slowly.
Right.
I really am a big believer in that.
And that's one of the things eBay's so great about. When you open a brick-and-mortar store, you have to have all your inventory there right now. It all has to be ready, and your people have to look good, and people are coming in. But this way, if you start slowly, you'll learn that you have to pack and ship quickly, and you'll learn all the tricks of the trade.
I hope that was helpful. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Occupy the mic at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You can do that when we continue with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
It's the 11th anniversary of eBay Radio with our party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Reserve your spot now for this exciting three-day event, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. Meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. All 3 days, just $150. Deluxe rooms are just $59 a night. Register now at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.